And this morning in our call to worship, I want to read one verse from the book of 1 John. I know we've been kind of doing a study in 1 John, and I didn't really have time to get to verse number 4 of chapter 1 last time I preached, but I want to read verse 4 of chapter 1. "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full." I know that's a very familiar verse that we've kind of read a lot, or we see this as maybe a reason or a goal or an aim of the letter that John is writing. He's writing so that the readers can know a full joy in their heart. And the entire key and focus of this book of 1 John is, especially as we look at verse number 3 that we've been studying recently, is the idea of fellowship. Verse number 3 says that we also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And remember that this means I have a common ground with somebody. I have something similar with another person. That's what fellowship is all about. And because John is writing that he witnessed Jesus Christ, he saw what Jesus Christ did, and in writing about those things, we can have the same knowledge, we can have the same understanding that John did, even though we don't see personally Christ as John did, yet we can have that fellowship, we can understand the same things, and through Jesus Christ and His sacrifice and His work, we can have this fellowship, this commonality and common ground and basis with God the Father. Now, this is what really will bring you full joy in your life. If you think about today, our world, or just people in general, man is always on a mission to find joy. He's always out to try to find, you know, happiness or the pursuit of happiness. You hear that phrase a lot in our world today. Man goes from one event to another event to another event, or from one fad to another fad. And, you know, when this thing comes out, we follow that hard all out, you know, and then that kind of fades out. We go to another thing and we follow that. And what is man doing? They're seeking happiness, seeking joy, trying to find out something. The world, you know, hate sorrow. None of us really would like to be in a sorrowful position all the time when we're always sad. So what does the world try to do? We try to manufacture a joy. We try to make something happen in our lives that will bring us a joy. Worldly events, or, you know, many people turn to things like drugs and alcohol and all those things. Why? They're trying to find a joy that cannot be found outside of Jesus Christ. You know, I thought about the rich young ruler. That Christ, we alluded to that a few weeks ago, that Christ told him, you know, that all you kept all the law, you did all these things, but you have not, you know, sold all that you have, give to the poor, love your brethren, those kind of things. And what did the man do? He said he turned and left Jesus Christ and was very what? Sorrowful. He was sorrowful. Christ had given him an option. Here is what will bring you happiness and joy, is doing the word of God, following the word of Christ. But yet this man went away sorrowful, and he had no joy in his heart because what? He rejected the word of God. He rejected what Christ had told him that he needed to do. How about it this morning? Maybe there's a young person or even an older person this morning that you're looking everywhere for happiness. You're looking everywhere for joy. You're going to all these different things or participating in all these various activities, and you're trying to fill your life with something and manufacture a joy and a happiness. But as John is writing here, outside of the fellowship of Jesus Christ, outside of a relationship with God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, you will not find this joy. You will not find this full joy. And what John is going to continue to write about in the book, as we're going to study later on this morning, makes it clear that what fellowship is. There's no darkness in the fellowship of God. There's not even a hint of worldliness. There's no hatred for the brethren. All these different things that John continues to discuss throughout the book. Now, John also says, as we close this morning with this, in verse number 4, that your joy may be not just a basic, simple little taste of joy, but that it may be full. In the Greek, this is a very unique phrase, and it has the idea of a joy that is continually, fully complete. Every moment of your life, as you live in Christ, you can have a joy. Yes, even when you go through a difficult situation, even when you go through something that will bring sadness, when you experience and suffer things, but yet in Christ, you can continue to know that joy. And in the Greek, it continues even further, that joy will be completely and fully realized one day beyond our life. Now, we can have a joy on earth, and we can have a full and complete joy continually, but when we are with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that is the utmost complete fullness of joy that we can know. This is something that is permanent, lasting joy through Jesus Christ. You know, how many times the joy that we get on earth is only temporary? I thought, you know, maybe when we were children, you know, like a child expecting a birthday present, they tell dad, you know, hey, I want this for my birthday. And every day they remind dad of what they want. And they expect that thing so much that when they get it, they play with it a couple days. And then what happens? I kind of throw that in the shed. I'm kind of bored with that. And the joy is kind of rubbed off a little bit. I don't, you know, it's kind of faded away. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have a full joy that is continual. every day when we're in the Lord, when we're trusting Him and walking with Him and knowing the fellowship that John is talking about, we can be guaranteed that we're going to have a full joy. It's going to be continual, and it's going to extend beyond this life. I hope this morning that as we've gathered here, that our hearts are full of joy. Our brother Opega was mentioning it with some of the songs we were singing this morning earlier, that our heart is tuned to singing. How can we know that? Because we have a wonderful Savior. He's brought love into our hearts and lives, and we can have a joy in our heart, even this morning. You know, I don't know the circumstances that is going on with each one of you. Perhaps maybe some of you have burdens this morning. Maybe some of you are going through struggles and cares, but I'm telling you, you can have joy through those things because of the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the encouragement that John gives at the beginning of his book.